Hello, and welcome to another episode of SSD and DRAM News, sponsored by Apacer. As always, I'm your host, Frank Henvel, and we're bringing you three exciting and honestly groundbreaking stories from the world of memory, storage, NAND flash, everything SSD and DRAM related is fair game in this podcast. So without further ado, let's get to our first story. Well, many of our regular listeners will remember from last month that there was a big story, which is that the proposed merger between Western Digital and Kioxia, which is formerly part of Toshiba, that merger was actually called off after SK Hynix, which was a major stakeholder, decided they weren't okay with some conditions of the deal. So today's first story is actually a follow-up to that. We've received word that Western Digital has now announced that a plan has been approved to split the company into two separate parts. The HDD part of the business will retain the Western Digital name, and there will be a new company and a new name for the flash business, but that name has not been finalized yet. So this was agreed to by the entire board of directors, and one quote from the CEO said, "Our HDD and flash businesses are both well positioned to capitalize on the data storage industry's significant market dynamics. And as separate companies, each will have the strategic focus and resources to pursue opportunities in their respective markets. Importantly, separating these franchises will unlock significant value for Western Digital shareholders, allowing them to participate in the upside of two industry leaders with distinct growth and investment profiles," end quote. And that was from David Gokler, the CEO of Western Digital Corporation. So this isn't really a complete surprise. There were rumors of this happening if the merger didn't go through, and that is in fact how it played out. So it'll be interesting to see how these two new businesses will position themselves in the storage market. But it's definitely a major story because, as most listeners will know, Western Digital is currently one of the largest players in the digital memory and storage industry. So, a somewhat unusual resolution to this story, but we can never predict which way things are going to go. Okay, and moving on to our second story for today. This story is coming from Korea, and after an interview given to the Korean Economic Daily, we learned interesting facts about Samsung's goals for the near-term future as it pertains to NAND flash, DRAM, and SSDs. The president and head of Samsung Electronics Device Solutions Division is a man named Lee Jung-bae, and according to this quote, he said, "The 11-nanometer DRAM currently under development will achieve the industry's highest level of memory density." And he went on to say, "We are developing the highest layer of the ninth generation VNAND that can be implemented in a double stack structure." VNAND means vertical NAND. He announced some quite impressive numbers during this interview. In fact, he said they will soon be unveiling an SSD which can hold 1 million gigabytes, or 1 petabyte. That's a massive amount of storage data, but as we see rapid and almost unprecedented growth in areas like AI this year, we can imagine many applications that might find a use for such a massive amount of storage. Of course, not every customer on the market is going to need 1 petabyte, at least not in 2023 or next year. But it's impressive to know that they can do that. Samsung also recently unveiled the industry's first and highest capacity 32 gigabit DDR5 DRAM, which was also built using a 12 nanometer process technology. So Samsung is clearly maintaining its position as a powerhouse in R&D for SSD and DRAM. It's impressive to see what they're aiming for. They're certainly aiming high, and hopefully their goals will be met according to their schedule. And I'd like to turn now to our final story for today. This story is coming from Apacer. Apacer is also a supplier of DDR5 DRAM, and we have been since the beginning of this year. In fact, we have quite a robust product line, and one of the newest additions is known as the Panther RGB DDR5. Now, Panther is one of Apacer's sub-brands for mostly DDR modules that are aimed at the gaming market. And, of course, the RGB module features a color-changing LED pattern that can pulsate or flash in time with what's happening in the whatever game the gamer is currently playing. So the Panther RGB DDR5 boasts some impressive specs. It features an aluminum alloy heatsink for excellent heat dissipation. It's made with meticulously selected DRAM ICs that are sourced from some of the top suppliers in the world. And it's been carefully tested for compatibility. In fact, we know that it's already certified to be compatible with Intel's XMP 3.0 and AMD Expo. It also holds a QVL compatibility certification. And like all DDR5 modules, it features low power consumption and delivers excellent performance. So if you're in the market for upgrading your DRAM module in your gaming PC, you might take a look at the Panther RGB DDR5. It's quite an eye-catching design, and I think the gaming community is going to love it, to be honest. Okay, well, it seems like we've come to the end of another podcast, this one for November. I'd like to thank everyone who tunes in regularly to listen to my voice as I recap the stories. I can tell you we're planning to continue the podcast into its third year next year, and we're already working on some of the stories for that. So it's going to be an exciting year. We hope you'll all continue to tune in, and I hope to have more guests, more interesting stories, and just more fresh, hot, off-the-press information for all you listeners out there. So thank you very much, and we'll see you again on SSD and DRAM News, sponsored by Apacer.